Good morning. Welcome to St. Benedict Parish. Today we celebrate the 12th Sunday of Ordinary Time. Our celebrant today is Father Incolumbiso. Readings for today's Mass can be found in Breaking Bread at page number 172. Please join in singing our opening hymn, which can be found in Breaking Bread at number 434. I sing the mighty power of God. Please stand. I sing a mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad and built the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines full at his command, and all the stars obey. I sing the goodness of the Lord that filled the earth with good. He formed the creatures with his word and then pronounced them good. Lord, how thy wonders are displayed where'er I turn my eye. If I survey the ground I tread, or gaze upon the sky, there's not a plant or flower below but makes thy glories known. And clouds arise and tempests flow by order from thy throne, while all that borrows life from is ever in my care, and everywhere that I can be, thou God art present there.
Good morning. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers that are in here, and also those that are outside the church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today we continue listening to the instructions that Jesus gave to his disciples before he sent them forth for mission. Today Jesus advises them not to be afraid. Now, as we continue celebrating this Eucharist, let us call to mind our sins and ask the Lord for his mercy and pardon. I confess. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
We praise you, we bless you, we adore you.
Let us pray. Grant, O Lord, that we may always revere and love your holy name, for you never deprive of your guidance those you set firm on the foundation of your love. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. May I now invite all the children who would like to participate in the children's liturgy to please come forward. Dear catechists, receive the book of the Word of God, which you are going to use to instruct these children who have been entrusted to your care. And you, my dear children, you will now go forth to praise God in word and song. We await your return so that together we can celebrate the Holy Eucharist. Go in peace.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah said, "I hear the whisperings of many. Terror on every side. Denounce. Let us denounce him. All those who were my friends are on the watch for any misstep of mine. Perhaps he will be trapped. Then we can prevail and take our vengeance on him. But the Lord is with me, like a mighty champion. My persecutors will stumble. They will not triumph. In their failure, they will be put to utter shame, to lasting, unforgettable confusion. O Lord of hosts, you who test the just, who probe mind and heart, let me witness the vengeance you take on them, for to you I have entrusted my cause. Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, for he has rescued the life of the poor from the power of the wicked." The word of the Lord.
Lord, in your great love, answer me. Lord, in your great love, answer me. For your sake I bear insult, and shame covers my face. I have become an outcast to my brothers, a stranger to my mother's children. because zeal for your house consumes me, and the insults of those who blaspheme you fall upon me. Lord, in your great love, answer me. I pray to you, O Lord, for the time of your favor, O Lord. In your great kindness, answer me with your constant help. Answer me, O Lord, for bounteous is your kindness. In your great mercy, turn toward me. Lord, in your great love, answer me. See, you lowly ones, and be glad. You seek God, may your hearts revive. For the Lord hears the poor, and his own who are in bonds he spurs not. Let the heavens and the earth praise him, the seas and whatever moves in them. Lord, in your great love, answer me.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, through one man sin entered the world, and through sin death. And thus death came to all men, inasmuch as all sinned. For up to the time of the law, sin was in the world, though sin is not accounted when there is no law. But death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who did not sin after the pattern of the trespass of Adam, who is the type of the one who was to come. But the gift is not like the transgression. For if by the transgression of the one the many died, how much more did the grace of God and the gracious gift of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow for the many? The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the 12, "Fear no one,
Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet, not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. Even all the hairs of your head are counted. So, do not be afraid. You are worthy more than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my heavenly Father. The Gospel of the Lord. Last week, I did mention that when St. Matthew was presenting the message of Jesus in the gospel that he wrote, he structured it in five main discourses. And I did also mention that before we started Lent, we looked at the first discourse, which is also the longest. It's called the Sermon on the Mount, which is contained in Matthew chapters 5, 6, and 7. So last week I said we started actually reading from the second discourse, which is found in Matthew chapter 10. This is called the missionary discourse. So as we heard last Sunday, it began by Jesus calling together 12 disciples. And then he began instructing them for mission. Today we continue reading from the instructions that Jesus gave to his disciples before he sent them for mission. I did mention also last week that what Jesus said to the 12 some 2,000 years ago, he continued to say even to us, because we are now the disciples and we are the ones who have also been entrusted with this mission. I would like to begin my homily with a quiz. What is the most often repeated command in the Bible? I will not ask for any hands, but the most often repeated command in the entire Bible is not love one another, nor is it forgive your enemies. The most often repeated command in the entire Bible is do not be afraid. Actually, some New Testament scholars go on to the extent of like calculating the number of times this command appears in the entire Bible. Some come up with the number 365 times. And how many days do we have in a year? 365. And why is that? Fear is the opposite of faith. So every day is a reminder that we must trust in God. In the gospel passage we have read today, we have heard Jesus repeat that command three times. Do not be afraid. Fear no one. I'm sending you on a mission. So do not be afraid. Proclaim what you have heard. Mind you, Jesus is not saying, do not be afraid because nothing bad will happen to you. That's not what Jesus is saying. What Jesus is saying is there will definitely be consequences for preaching the good news or for choosing to be on the side of God. There will always be consequences. But don't be intimidated. Don't be afraid. And the assurance that Jesus gives is, do not be afraid of those who can only kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. And who is that? God himself. So, this message actually addresses what is perhaps the most common experience that we all have for being Christians, and that is to be afraid. And fear is a common human experience. We have actually heard about Prophet Jeremiah in the first reading. When he was preaching, his message did not please everybody. And people connived to persecute him. That's what we heard in the first reading. But even in the midst of persecution, Jeremiah did not stop preaching. He continued to preach. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, there is a reason Jesus continued to instruct the disciples not to be afraid when they went forth for mission. Because the greatest obstacle to mission, to evangelization, is not the opposition itself to the message, is not the persecution, but rather silence of the disciples. Can you imagine if the first Christians, if they had remained silent, or if they were afraid of the Romans, the mighty Roman Empire? They were being persecuted for hundreds of years. But it was because they chose not to be afraid. They chose not to be silent. Even in the midst of fierce persecution, that Christianity defeated the mighty Roman Empire, to the extent that the Roman Empire itself embraced Christianity, and Christianity was proclaimed the religion of the empire. That was because the disciples of Christ chose to stand up for the truth, to stand up for what they believed in. Now, we are living in a world whereby nobody can actually physically kill us, maybe, for our faith. But perhaps we have our own fears for preaching the gospel, for standing up for Christ and his teachings. Maybe we are afraid of social isolation, because we may lose friends if we identify ourselves as Christians and if we choose to stand for what Christ teaches. So we may choose silence because we don't want to offend others or we don't want to lose friends. It is actually that type of fear that Jesus is addressing today. Fear no one. Don't be afraid. Because the moment you choose to be afraid, the moment you choose to be silent, that will be the death of mission. Rather, be afraid of God. How many of us are courageous enough, for example, to cross ourselves with the sign of the cross when we are on the plane before we take our meals? How many of us are ready to say grace in a crowded restaurant? How many of us can still publicly stand for what Christ teaches, even though it now sounds unpopular? Christ says, don't be afraid. What you have heard from me, you have to proclaim it. Yes, there will be consequences. You may be tortured. You may lose friends. But still, there are eternal rewards for standing up for me. That's what actually Christ says. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will also deny before my heavenly Father. So it pays to stand up for Christ and what he teaches. I'd like to conclude with a story that perhaps some of you have heard before. It's about two Christian travelers who were stranded in the Sahara Desert for some days. They were starving and thirsting. Then suddenly they saw a village, and they decided to go into the village and ask for food. But one of them tried to convince his friend. Since they were entering a Muslim village, he suggested that they should change their names. Then the Muslims would be really nice to them. But his other colleague said no. He would still identify himself as a Catholic. His name was Patrick. So they went into the village, and the villagers asked them to identify themselves. Patrick identified himself as a Catholic, while his other colleague identified himself as Muhammad and a practicing Muslim. So the villagers gave food to Patrick and reminded Muhammad that since it was the month of Ramadan, so they were still fasting. And they reminded him that he was keeping his fast as well. The moral of the story is, we shouldn't be afraid to stand up for Christ. We shouldn't be ashamed of the teachings of Jesus. Let us pray for courage. Courage to continue the mission that Jesus gave to the 12 disciples, that we can also continue that mission even in our generation.
I believe in one God, the Lord listens to the needy. He is always ready with help that never fails. We have only to ask. So let us seek the compassion of the one who cherishes even the smallest sparrow.
For the church, which dispenses the abundant free gift of divine grace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For nations enslaved by sinful systems of oppression and terror, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For men and women who are tormented by fear and worry, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For men and women discerning the call to be priests or religious, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For all fathers, that they may be surrounded with love and gratitude on this Father's Day, and for all fathers who have died, that they may rest in the embrace of God, who is Father of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the sick and suffering, especially Marcus McCannell, may the Lord provide comfort and healing. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have died, especially Rena Bossi and Ruth Alms, that they may remain in the presence of the Lord forever. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Father of creation, we commit our cause to you and praise you for caring for us in our need by giving us your own Son, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Our offertory hymn is Be Not Afraid, number 439 in the hymnal.
Shall cross a barren desert, but you shall not die of thirst. You shall wander far in safety, though you do not know the way. You shall speak your word in foreign lands, and all will understand. You shall see the face of God. Insult and hate you all because of me.
Pray now, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Receive, O Lord, the sacrifice of our conciliation and praise, and grant that cleansed by its action, we may make offering of a heart pleasing to you, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
Amen.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
Amen.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For we know it belongs to your boundless glory that you came to the aid of mortal beings with your divinity and even fashioned for us a remedy out of mortality itself, that the cause of our downfall might become the means of our salvation through Christ our Lord. Through him the host of angels adores your majesty and rejoices in your presence forever. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in one chorus of exultant praise as we acclaim.
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the
You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. And giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servant, Leo, our Pope, and Paul, our Archbishop, Eusebio and Frank, our auxiliary bishops, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to those who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Christ taught us to call God our Father, and so at the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we now dare to say, deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and save from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always. And now let us take a moment to offer each other the sign of peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Our first communion hymn is number 486. We remember. Number 486.
remember how you loved us to your death. And still we celebrate, for you are with us here. And we believe it, we will see you when you come. In your glory, Lord, we remember, we celebrate. Just to touch you and be healed. Gather all you people and hold them to your heart. We remember how you loved us to your death. And still we celebrate, for you are with us here. And we believe that we will see when you come. In your glory, Lord, we remember, we celebrate, we believe. Now we recreate your love, we bring the bread and wine to share a meal. Sign of grace and mercy, the presence of the Lord. We remember how you loved us to your death. And still we celebrate, for you are with us here. And we believe that we will see you when you come. In your glory, Lord, we remember, we celebrate, we believe. Christ the Father's great amen, to the hopes and dreams of every heart. Peace beyond all telling and freedom from all fear. Remember how you loved us to your death, and still celebrate, for you are with us here. And we believe that we will see you when you come. In your glory, Lord, we remember, we celebrate. The face of Christ revealed in every person standing by your side. Give to one another and temples of your love. We remember how you loved us to your death, and still we celebrate, for you are with us here. That we will see you when you come. In your glory, Lord, we remember, we celebrate and believe.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Renewed and nourished by the sacred body and precious blood of your Son, we ask of your mercy, O Lord, that what we celebrate with constant devotion may be our sure pledge of redemption through Christ our Lord.
Alpha is coming to our parish family in September. Alpha is a program that creates space for honest conversations around some of life's biggest questions. Registration for this 11-week series is coming soon. Partners in the Gospel Update, our Pastoral Leadership Council is preparing for parish family listening sessions this September. We'll invite all parishioners to participate as we continue discerning and planning together. The parish office at St. John and St. Benedict will close at noon on Fridays during the summer. Look forward to a fun summer afternoon with our parish family at our family barbecue just 3 weeks away. Join us on July 12th, Sunday at 12 p.m. at St. Al's. We have 9 o'clock Mass that day at St. Ben's. And please check the bulletin for the potluck assignments based on the letter of your last name. They also need volunteers to help make this celebration a success. If you're interested in learning more about the Catholic faith, join us for an OCIA inquiry session on June 27th. At 4 p.m. at the St. John Admin Building to learn more about the program. And there are more details by picking up and reading through a bulletin. Today we have a special collection for St. Vincent de Paul. Please place your donation in the basket located in the vestibule. Thank you for your continued generosity and support those in need. There are no coffee and donuts today, so we'll see you next week. Thank you.
The Lord be with you. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth, the Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God.
Our closing hymn is number 393, Send Forth with God's Blessing. That's 393.
Send forth by God's blessing, our true faith confessing, the people of God from His dwelling take leave. God's sacrifice ended, oh now be extended, the fruits of His mass in all who believe. The seeds of Christ's teaching our inner souls reaching, shall blossom in action for God and for all. His grace shall incite us, His love shall